Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping it real with the Rileys. I'm Rhonda Riley. Good evening. Bountiful blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in to us today. Oh, I want to get into a quick word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be before the people. Father, I ask that you bless each and every person that is listening, Father. Bless them. Bless their homes. Bless the household. Bless them financially, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. In your darling son Jesus' name, we say amen. God has been so good to me. I know that sometimes we have different things that go on, and when those things is going on, sometimes life gets a little stressful. But I'm here to tell you that God has a remedy for our lives. No matter what the situation, there's a remedy. And we've been working on this series, and this is part four. And I just want to say, sit back, grab some pencil, a pencil and some paper, take notes. Research the Bible. God is good. I quote, some of our quotes was taken from the track lead number 159 by Mrs. Don Brill. I'm always looking for fresh material. Always wanting to bring something different to you guys. Today we're going to look at Psalms 121. Verses 1 through 4. And it reads, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And I want to look at verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God has a remedy for your life. God will not forsake us, nor will he abandon us. He is always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, always waiting on you. Waiting right there for you to call out so he can assist you. So he can lead you, so so he can guide you. God has a remedy for your life. The word says that he won't slumber, nor will he sleep. See, God wants to heal you. He wants you to be free. Jehovah wants to take the chains off you. The question is, will you allow him to remove your shackles? Or are you just too comfortable in your shackles and too attached to the world? You know, when we become attached to the world, we don't want to give the world up. But God has a remedy for your freedom. He don't want to leave you behind. He don't want one of his sheep to be lost. And that there are. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. He said he will leave the 99 and go get the one. He don't want you to be lost. Are we not adopted into Israel through Christ Jesus? Did not Jesus purchase us with his own blood? Are we not now heaven bound because of that? We are reconciled to God through Jesus. When Jehovah looks at us, our Father now sees us through the eyes of Jesus. God does not hold our sins against us. Once we have repented and we have truly turned away from them, God throws into the lake of forgiveness and thinks about it no more. That is so awesome, so wonderful, because I know how we are as in the flesh. We are carnal, and we don't be one to forgive. We say we forgive. When someone has wronged us, and we say we forgive, and we think we have forgiven them until something else happens. And when that something else happens, then we want to bring back everything they ever done wrong. That's not forgiveness. When you do that, when we do that, then we are not walking in forgiveness, because we're still holding on to some things. And we need to be delivered. We need to have that thing cast out of us, and we need to start portraying love. But even with that, there's a remedy for it. God, it's so awesome. We serve a merciful and gracious God. Now, this doesn't mean that he won't bring down his wrath upon us. Let's not get that twisted. But what it means is that, you know, when we accepted Jesus, or when you accept Jesus, you will not do the old things that you used to do, because we become a new creature in Christ. And because of that, we no longer are conformed to the world and the worldly things. we become transformed by renewing our minds. But when we renew our minds, you know, all those old things has passed away. At least we're supposed to allow them to pass away. Jesus when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and put away those old things, you know, those old things are the things that cause us to stumble and fall down. And we don't have to do that anymore, because in Jesus we can not walk in the light and not in the darkness. God is our refuge. And yes, He is our strength. He is our present help in our times of trouble. Where will we be without God in our lives? I know I'd be a total mess. I'd be jacked up. I would be lost. Because I was heading to damnation and did not know it. Because no one taught us what lies ahead if you don't accept Christ. I wasted so much time playing. But I guess when I look back, it made me the person who I am. Not where I want to be, but very far from where I was. Because of God's grace and His mercy. Without God, without Jesus leading me, I wouldn't be here. I don't believe I would be here. I think I would be dead. I was a mess. And I'm so glad that God is my refuge. I'm glad that He's my refuge. But even before we accept Jesus in our life, we must first have faith. We gotta have faith in God, because see, to have faith means to believe in something, to have a conviction, and when our faith is convicted and we accept Jesus, we're saying that we believe that Jesus Christ is who the Word of God says He is. And it doesn't take a whole lot of faith to believe in Jesus. But all you need is just a little bit. You know, in Matthew 17:19-21. You know, the disciples, they came to Jesus when they was apart, and they asked, "Why could we not cast him out?" Talk about the demons. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and this shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." When we have faith, just a little bit of faith, Now, mustard seed, that seed is so tiny. But that seed, it grows an awesome patch of greens. Do you trust God? Do you trust Him that He has the remedy for your life? You know, I thank God that He has an awesome remedy for all of our lives. So now, you know what? We've been talking about the remedies. Let's explore some of the solutions. See, God, Jehovah, He carries us when we are doubtful. And so when we are doubtful, all we need is a little bit of mustard seed faith. When we are troubled, the Bible says, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. That's Psalms 119. That is awesome. Verse 143. That's awesome. Because to know that God got me, He got you, we are troubled. When we are feeling unworthy, the word says, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be first, should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles would be us. And I chose that passage from Acts 13:46 because, my beloved, I want you to know that when you're feeling unworthy, just think about this in Acts 13:46. Jesus came to us and offered us everlasting life as a Gentile. See, if you wasn't Jewish, then you was considered a Gentile. So we have no need to feel unworthy because Jesus is offering you everlasting life through Him. The world will try to make you feel unworthy if you don't conform to their ways. But God gives us remedies at the remedy in His word. Remedy after remedy after remedy after remedy. It's all throughout the Holy Bible. What remedy are you looking for? When we are feeling alone and abandoned, the word says in Hebrews 13:5-6, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that ye may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God is not going to leave you or forsake you. Doesn't mean that you can't leave Him. We need to endure and be encouraged. Sometimes it seems as if no matter what we do, it's just not good enough. And that is when we have to endure and be encouraged. God Jehovah, He is our rock and our strong tower. He is our Alpha and our Omega. When we need someone to strengthen us, all we have to do, you know, is call on Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I know I need to be strengthened from time to time. I need to be strengthened. Sometimes things just have me to a point where I'm like, Lord, what's going on? Did I miss something, Lord? You know, take me back. Show me, Lord. What did I miss? And Mark 9:36 says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, He said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. So don't be afraid. Believe in Jesus. Believe, you know, that He can strengthen you and be there for you. Know that God is our everything. You got to have faith in God. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, when we are hurting and wounded, God soothes us with His mercy because He knows our weaknesses. And all we have to do is trust in Jesus Christ. Do you trust God our Father? Do you trust Him? Do you trust Him? When we are feeling helpless, again, know that God is our refuge, our strength. You know, He is our help. When we are worried, we can cast our cares upon Him. When we are sorrowful and our heart is convicted and waxed sore, remember that Jesus came down from heaven to die for our sins. Do you want to be forgiven for your transgressions? Will you allow Jesus to cleanse you? When we are unsure about our salvation, all we have to do is believe that Jesus is who the Bible says He is. This is the key to eternal life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth and the life. He is the door. We can't get into heaven without Jesus. We must go through Jesus, not around Jesus, not beneath Jesus, not over Jesus. We must go through Jesus. Are you willing to go through Jesus? Are you willing to walk through that door? Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Jesus wants us to have an abundant life. So when we are tired, Matthew 11:28 says that Jesus said that we should come to Him, all of us who are heavy laden, and He will give us rest. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to know, that we can find rest in Jesus. God has so many remedies. There is nothing under the sun that God don't have a remedy for. When we are upset, God will keep us in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, we learn that God, it says God will keep us in perfect peace. All we have to do is keep our minds stayed on and focus on God. All we have to do is trust in God. That is when God is carrying you. It's never too late to give yourself to Jesus. We invite you to let Jesus be your Lord and Savior. Are you ready to take off your shackles? If you are, then I invite you to pray this prayer with me. Father, I repent right now of my sins. All of my sins that I have committed against you, Father. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that he rose again on the third day and is seated in heaven. I accept Jesus now as my Lord and my Savior in my life. Amen. Well, welcome to the family. We love you, and God loves you. And we are just rejoicing that more is added to the kingdom. Find you a good church home. If you don't have a church home, I'm sure